16.
An exceedingly tall and unkempt fellow was making his way toward us through the darkness.
This was highly irregular. It was after hours. The front gate would be locked.
The boy had been delivered only that day. That is to say, the man had most likely been here
quite recently.
That afternoon.
Highly irregular.
The gentleman seemed lost. Several times he stopped, looked about, retraced his steps, reversed course.
He was softly sobbing.
He was not sobbing. My friend remembers incorrectly. He was winded. He did not sob.
He was softly sobbing, his sadness aggravated by his mounting frustration at being lost.
He moved stiffly, all elbows and knees.
Bursting out of the doorway, the lad took off running toward the man, a look of joy on his face.
Which turned to consternation when the man failed to sweep him up in his arms, as, one gathered, must have been their custom.
The boy, instead, passing through the man as the man continued to walk toward the white stone home, sobbing.
He was not sobbing. He was very much under control and moved with great dignity and certainty of...
He was 15 yards away now, headed directly toward us.
The Reverend suggested we yield the path.
The Reverend, having strong feelings about the impropriety of allowing oneself to be passed through.
The man reached the white stone home and let himself in with a key, the lad then following him in.
Mr. Bevins, Mr. Volman, and I, concerned for the boy's welfare, moved into the doorway.
The man then did something. I do not quite know how to...
He was a large fellow, quite strong, apparently, strong enough to be able to slide the boy's...
sick box.
The man slid the box out of the slot in the wall and set it down upon the floor.
And opened it.
Kneeling before the box, the man looked down upon that which...
He looked down upon the lad's prone form in the sick box.
Yes.
At which point he sobbed.
He had been sobbing all along.
He emitted a single heart-rending sob.
Or gasp. I heard it as more of a gasp of recognition.
Of recollection.
Of suddenly remembering what had been lost.
And touched the face and hair fondly.
As no doubt he had many times done when the boy was...
less sick.
A gasp of recognition, as if to say, here he is again, my child, just as he was. I have found him again, he who was so dear to me.
Who was still so dear.
Yes.
The loss having been quite recent.